Congressman Johnson says there are problems with Social Security, but he doesn't want to comment on general policy proposals, only specific legislation. A comment on a specific bill is what members of the coalition group Illinois United to Protect Social Security were looking for at last night's meeting at the Urbana Civic Center. But Johnson was noncommittal when presented with a petition opposing House Resolution 3304, a bill establishing personal or private accounts under Social Security.
And I really do appreciate the input. I have had a lot of opportunity to study the issue. I've got a lot of studying to do. And your petitions and your input will help me frame that decision-making process as it goes forward. So thank you very, very much. It's very helpful to me.
Illinois United to Protect Social Security had targeted Johnson's meeting, and they took partial credit for the well over 200 people who attended, filling the meeting room to overflowing. One of their spokesmen, Champaign County AFL-CIO outgoing President Kevin Sandifer, says H.R. 3304 would lead to cuts in benefits by relying on the surplus and Social Security trust funds to set up the personal accounts.
It took the worst elements of President Bush's ideas, the privatization, budget cuts, and combined them with a raid on the Social Security Trust Fund, which is not something that President Bush ever proposed. And in that respect, it's actually worse than the concepts that have been discussed by President Bush. It's really a naked grab for money.
Johnson said he was still studying the idea of personal accounts when asked a second time about the issue, but he did say that they would not fix Social Security's problems.
Private accounts, whether you're for them or against them, have virtually nothing to do with the underlying sanctity of Social Security. They're entirely different issues. And my first obligation is to assure that this Social Security system of ours that's meant to provide a safety net for people in their golden years is maintained and strengthened.
There was a third effort to get a comment from Johnson later in the meeting, this time from Urbana resident Mark Leff of the Union of Professional Employees at the University of Illinois.
And may I ask, is such a proposal, is the McCrary-Shaw proposal, to take money away from the Social Security Trust Fund and divert it to private accounts, will you take a position against that sort of scheme?
And I don't question your sincerity. If that's a fair characterization of the issue, a bill that would rob Social Security involuntarily to support private accounts, if that's in fact what the bill does, I can't imagine anyone here who would support that.
Leff's description of H.R. 3044 is not how its sponsor describes it. Louisiana Congressman Jim McCrary, in introducing the bill in the House 2 weeks ago, said that using money from the Social Security surplus for personal accounts would protect that money from being used by Congress for other programs. He explained that the owner of each account would have a say in how it was invested and could opt out in favor of traditional Social Security. Whether or not Johnson ultimately finds McCrary's argument more convincing, Illinois United to Protect Social Security spokesman Ryan Canny was claiming victory last night.
We asked our folks to turn out tonight, and even though it was hot in here, we aren't disappointed. We got one of the leaders of the moderate Republicans in the House, he's the chair of the Center Aisle Caucus, to come out against a radical proposal that would privatize Social Security and would weaken one of the nation's greatest programs instead of strengthening it. And so I think he spoke to the people tonight, and the people got a good answer from him.
Currently, House Resolution 3044 has 44 co-sponsors, but none of them are from Illinois. Canny says they hope that even supporters of personal accounts will find this particular bill too hot to handle. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.